Well, the International Olympic Committee, God, the Olympics just got done, and the IOC is back. They visited Chicago and created quite a stir because of the positive response from the committee members, making Chicago a viable contender for the 2016 Olympics. If the Olympics were to be held in Chicago, the proposed site would be on the south side, in a place called Bronzeville, to be exact. This is a low-income community that has fought against widespread gentrification and is worried that having the Olympics there in their neighborhood may encourage exactly that. So joining us this morning is Natalie Moore. She's a reporter with WBEZ Chicago for the Southside Bureau, and she actually grew up in Bronzeville. She knows the community well, and she still lives there. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, is this a case where the city elders are excited about having Chicago be an Olympic city, but the folks in your neighborhood just don't want it?
It's not quite as simple as that. A lot of people in some of the surrounding Southside neighborhoods where a couple of the proposed venues would be are saying the Olympics would be fine here, but let's make sure that there are jobs, housing, and other type of contracting opportunities.
Okay, so IOC officials met with some community groups and some people living in Bronzeville. I want you to listen to this. This is a resident that you spoke with from Bronzeville talking about the interactions with the community with the IOC.
The IOC was kept in a bubble this week. If anything, they actually got to hear a little bit of what's really going on in the city.
All right. What's he talking about? What did they hear about what's really going on in the city?
Well, he's actually from a different camp. He doesn't live in Bronzeville, and he's part of a coalition called No Games Chicago. So that group is not interested in any type of agreements with the city and the private group in Chicago that's doing the bid. They think that No Games believes that any spending on the Olympics would be too much and that the city has a lot of other problems. And that's what they talked to the IOC about, corruption in Illinois, budget problems with the school and with public transit.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you about that because, fair or unfair, some people would say fairly, Chicago is almost synonymous with political corruption in this country. Would the public have faith, if the Games were to come to that city, that Chicago would be able to handle the multi-dozens of billions of dollars that are involved in an Olympic Games and do it in a transparent way?
Mayor Richard Daley has said repeatedly that no taxpayer dollars would be used to fund the Olympics. And I must say there are a lot of people who are skeptical about that. They're saying that we're going to raise this money from corporate and from businesses. But, you know, at the end of the day, what does that really mean? So absolutely, people are worried about that.
All right. Well, I want to bring it back to Bronzeville on the south side real quickly, if we might. What are residents in that community saying about the whole process? Have they gotten a reaction from the IOC? And what exactly do residents in Bronzeville, where the velodrome might be or the stadium might be, what do they want out of this whole deal if the game should come there?
Well, the Olympic Village, where the athletes would stay, that would be in Bronzeville. And then in Washington Park, just south of that, is where the proposed stadium would be. And even though the city is saying, oh, there'll be no displacement because they don't have to tear down houses to build, the surrounding neighborhoods are already going through gentrification. It's a middle class, moderate, low income. All of those elements are currently in those neighborhoods. And so the Chicago 2016 Olympic Committee expanded its community outreach committee to put some grassroots groups on there. And what they came up with was a so-called memorandum of understanding. And some of the key elements in that say 40% of the contracts, Olympic contracts, must go to women and minorities, and 30% of the housing in the Olympic Village after the games are gone must be earmarked as affordable housing. And this has been ongoing for months. A lot of these grassroots groups really pressured Chicago 2016 into being heard. And a couple of people did talk to the IOC. They didn't really give a reaction. They said that the IOC members just listened and took some notes. And then when there was the final press conference, well, the only press conference that the media got a chance to talk with the IOC, I don't know if dismissive is the right word, but they said, oh, no one will always be happy. Sure, we're listening to concerns, but we trust that the city will do what's right.
All right. Well, what do we know then from the experience of other Olympic cities? I used to live in Montreal, which was an Olympic city in 1976. What do we know from the experience of other cities about whether concerns like those in Bronzeville would be met, or whether the Olympics would just come sort of like a carnival, blow out of town, and then, you know, have tumbleweeds blowing across the Olympic Village?
Right. I've been talking to some people up in Vancouver, and that's the host city for the winter 2010 games. And so far, there have been reports that they're spending more than what they said. And there was an agreement that was between the Olympic Committee and the community that talked about what they call social housing, and which basically is affordable housing or housing for low income. And some of those promises haven't been made. Now, the difference, one could argue, between Vancouver and Chicago is that Chicago is on a path for what is called a binding agreement, and it's supposed to pass in city council later this month.
Okay, well, I'm concerned, Natalie, that Chicago does not get enough press these days, so I hope that they get more. I just don't think Chicago's been enough in the news. Natalie Moore, you're a reporter for WBEZ Chicago on the South Side and reported for us from your community in Bronzeville. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.